Hey guys, so it was suggested I do the Q&A, so that's what I'm gonna do. What is your gender and sexual orientation? I am a female, and I guess I would consider myself heteroflexible. I've made out with a lot of girls before, a lot of girls back in high school. Got to second base with one, but she wasn't really my type. It was a long story. I was super drunk. But anyway, I'm mostly attracted to guys. When I think about being fucked, most of the time, I want it to be by a guy, but I'm definitely into some women. Especially, like, curvier, dark women really turn me on. So I guess that leads to number 2, what gets you turned on in women: dark, curvy. In men, visually, nice arms. A guy in boxer briefs always does it for me. I think that's pretty typical. It's just, fuck. Button down with the sleeves rolled up. Another thing that really gets me going is when they're into me, you know? So, like, seeing that they want to fuck me so much they can't help themselves. Nice hard cock. I love that. I love when they start to get more into it, and it's just, I love when things are a little rough. So turn-ons are definitely, like, shows of dominance and, you know, biting, pushing me up against the wall, grabbing my hair, that type of thing. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I'd say flexible. I used to think that I would never like certain things like anal play and come to really enjoy them. So I think it's evolving is maybe the better word. It's constantly evolving, constantly changing. What is your favorite sexual act? PIV. I really love intercourse. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Respect, confidence, and intelligence. The latter of which is, it's just like, I can't even think about having sex with anybody if they're not smart. I wish I could sometimes, because sometimes it's like, you know, there's a guy and I could fuck him, but then he says something and I can't. It's like my vagina just cries. Sorry. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? One in which we both feel satisfied. I don't believe in a focus on orgasm, and I think that, you know, we both need to know that we are respected by the other person, and that, you know, we were able to relax and enjoy it. I think that there has to be some aspect of trust for me, even if it's just a casual sex thing, which is what I enjoy. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear, and how do you prepare yourself? Definitely red. I don't have a red lingerie set anymore, unfortunately. I grew 2 cup sizes in the past year, so affording new lingerie is hard. But yeah, I definitely wear red or black. I really feel sexy in red. I have these, 4-inch, 5-inch maybe red stilettos that, they're pretty sexy. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? There was a typo there. It's kind of amusing. Adam Levine. Hands down. Who turns you on the most in your life? Ooh. I have a fuck buddy that, yeah, he's good. And, he's good with the dirty talk and texting and, yeah. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Gosh. I don't really think I'm talked about that much. I don't think I'm really called that many names. I really like the idea of, like, slut, good girl, that type of thing. Yeah, that's about it. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Yeah, no gag reflex or a bigger mouth if that counts. I have a pretty small mouth, and so it's hard for me to give head because I'm always worried about my teeth rubbing. How did you find out about GWNA and why did you start posting? I don't remember how I found out about it initially, but I kind of rediscovered it this morning, and there was a post that had me pretty hot. So I don't know. I figured I'd return the favor. I've been posting on Gone Wild for like a year and now, a year and a half. So I've got an exhibitionist streak, so I guess this is just another part of that. What's your dirtiest fantasy? Oh, honey. I think I have too many to list. I guess what would you really qualify as dirty? It just kind of depends. I've got a lot of, maybe got some gangbang fantasies. I've got some fantasies about public and being used by multiple people, like a little slut. Maybe I'll do another recording for those separately. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had in detail, of course. Unfortunately, I don't think I've had that much kinky sex in person. I've played with a couple people online, in terms of really kink. In person, just, being held down by my throat. I had an ex in high school who tied my hands over my head with a belt. Been slapped with a dick before, but those are all separate times. What's your favorite part of your body and why? My boobs, they're pretty fantastic, I'm not gonna lie. They're just like fun to hold, and they're sensitive, and they feel really nice when people suck on them and bite them. And they're just sexy. They're sexy. I love being able to just like put on a push-up bra on a low-cut shirt and knowing that I'm probably gonna get hit on if I go out. So, don't know. I hope this was enlightening. Later.